Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac from Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, welcome to the show. A lot to get to here tonight. Football and basketball. Joe Zagacki, Trevor Harris is our producer. Saturday, Miami and North Carolina State. Let's just start there for a moment. That is a big game. Now, I know everybody was down and depressed after SMU and ready to jump off the ship, but got a little help this past weekend with Virginia losing and Louisville losing. Probably not enough help to get to the ACC championship game. However, you're sitting on the sidelines, you go, what's the easier path? Can you get in as a, if you get in as an at-large, like Ohio State did, well, it'd be fun. So Miami sits here at number 16. We'll find out where the committee puts them, if they move them up any higher. But they are within striking distance and still in play. And that's where Saturday comes in. Final home game, basically kind of in the playoffs now. If they're going to have any chance at a playoff spot, they have to win all three games. And I do think there is some momentum now behind Miami winning three games after we saw the demolition derby of the ACC last week and what the ACC really is, chaos. So Miami could kind of emerge from all of this chaos and find themselves in a decent place perhaps after Thanksgiving. But it's one game at a time. The old cliche has never been more true than now. And North Carolina State is playing pretty good football. C.J. Bailey from Chaminade High School is their quarterback, and he is on fire. Four 300-yard passing games this year. Torched Georgia Tech, just absolutely lacerated their secondary, and he's going to be a problem on Saturday. It would be nice if we can make it a problem for him. Loud crowd, get after him with the defensive line, and the Hurricane secondary is going to have to make some plays in this one. But first, before we dive more into that, this past weekend got off to a slow start. Then the Canes cranked it up and took care of business to put themselves in a spot here where they've got a meaningful game on Saturday with a 38-10 win over Syracuse, and this is how it sounded on the radio.
Syracuse has the ball on the tee. Hurricanes in the orange, old Big East rivals, now in the ACC, and off we go from Hard Rock Stadium. Second and 10, ball to Syracuse 47, off the left hash mark, no score. And who will rush four. Here they come. Tight pocket. And down goes Collins.
There you go. No matter of time, baby. Number three.
Mezidor is there to bring him down. Keaton Mezidor with his 27th career sack in his 58th game comes off the edge. Mezidor now 4.5 sacks. Back to throw. Been sacked twice. Throws wide open.
There you go.
Is Marin across the field to 30. Marin to the 35-yard line. Marin lowers his shoulder, tucks the football in, and gets to the 36. I think that's going to be Miami's biggest game of the day.
I think you're
and
right.
And hold on, there's a flag.
There's no foul on the play for face mask. Oh. Push down.
Okay. Warren Tony in a bunch to the left. Going to be a pitch to Tony. He's going to throw it back to Beck. Beck's going to run it. He's got a convoy in front of him. 10, 5, and Beck is into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. 14 yards. They hoodwink Syracuse. A little razzle-dazzle. And that brings the lights as Miami finally raises the curtain on the show at Hard Rock Stadium. It's the moment that the Hurricanes and Hurricane fans have been waiting for.
Some of the reception in 13 straight games in the backfield. Collins the throw. It's going to be intercepted by Scott. Scott's got it at the 30-yard line. Breaks the tackle, 25-20, 15-10. Here we go. Keontae Scott will take it all the way home for a Miami touchdown. It's a pick six. And now there's joy at Hard Rock Stadium. Scott returns at 30 yards for a touchdown. There's a flag down. It's 13-0 Miami with 1:50 to go.
Scott reads the quarterback. Corey Heatherman felt that it was going to be a throw based on the package that was on the field. He read the eyes. It led him to the ball. Put 6 points on the board for your Hurricanes.
Second and goal from the Miami 11-yard line. Going to try to run it in, and Willis going to be dropped for a 3-yard loss, and the clock is running. 17 seconds, 16 seconds, 15 seconds.
Great.
And Syracuse will use their last timeout with 12 seconds remaining.
Excellent job by David Blay, the 6'4", 305-pounder who came to Miami.
I mean, the ball came out. I think the ball
Miami's
might have popped out. Miami has the football. I think the ball came out.
They're
the ball came out. There's a fumble, and Miami has the football. He fumbled the football, and Miami has it. That's Jacoby
Thomas.
Thomas gets the football.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Miami took the football. Mezidor with the strip. He just absolutely took the football out of the ball carrier's hand. Single-handedly, he's forced the fumble.
Here comes the blitz. Beck throws.
There it is.
Open field, and here we go. This is a drag race to the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown for Keelan Marion. 61 yards on the strike from Beck to Keelan Marion in stride, and Miami leads it 20-3.
Rhythm pass by Carson Beck to Marion in full stride. Pop that bottle of champagne, Joe. That was a big play, baby.
Here's Pringle again running left side. Look out. He breaks the tackle at the 10, at the 5, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. 19-yard touchdown for Pringle, his fourth of the season. And it's a Hurricane party now. It's all Miami. Hurricanes huffing and puffing. At the Hurricane party, they lead it 27-3 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Collins off a play fake. Here comes more pressure. Rifles this one. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. Miami's going to run with it. Jacoby Thomas.
Canes are going to get a pick here, Joe.
Thomas still has the football. And he's down at the 25-yard line. They ruled it incomplete, but now let's see what it's going to be because it juggled in the air and it bounced off a Syracuse receiver. And Thomas might have his
second.
Might have a hat trick here. Bounce off of Johnson. And they're going to say it's intercepted.
I say it's intercepted. It's a bobble. We saw one firsthand last week. There it is. He's throwing it.
The question is, did it hit the ground?
I don't think so, Joseph.
Thomas is going to have a hat trick.
After further review, the ruling on the field is upheld.
Of course.
First down.
Davis 1-for-1 from this distance kick on the way by Carter Davis, and it's right down the middle. And Miami now leads it 31-3 over Syracuse. Hill goes wide left outside the numbers. On a 4th-and-7 for the Miami 34, here comes the pressure. Collins is going, gets away from Richard. Richard going for a second bite of the apple, and he brings him down with Mezidor. That was relentless.
That's it. If first you don't succeed, Try again. 25 came in there. He's going to split that sack with Mesidor.
Shaw goes in motion. Beck rolls left, throws back right to his lineman. Maui Noah, 3-2-1. Touchdown, Maui Noah. Oh, my goodness gracious. An offensive lineman rumbles into the end zone. Maui Noah. Shake, rattle, and roll into the end zone.
Give that man a pat on the back. How about that one? And showed a lot of athletic ability, mind you. And to me, that might be the mucho macho play of the game.
And the game comes Emery Williams for one more play. 16 seconds to go, 38-10 Miami. Williams hands it off. Chris Wheatley Humphrey runs to a face mask, gets to the 32-yard line, and that's the end of the game. So relief and joy for Miami. 9 games in the book. Miami 7-2 now, 3-2 in conference play. Syracuse falls to 3-7, and Miami wins it 38-10 over the Syracuse Orange. 38-10 is the final score at Hard Rock Stadium.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., my broadcast partner, and of course, the coach, Mario Cristobal. Hurricanes coming off a big win against Syracuse, 38-10 at Hard Rock Stadium. Coming up this week at 3:30, it's North Carolina State at Hard Rock Stadium in another gigantic game for the Miami Hurricanes. Hope to see a big old crowd there and get the asylum rolling on Saturday, Coach. This past weekend, very convincing win in all areas against Syracuse.
Really proud of the way our guys came out, albeit we did start a little bit slow offensively, but felt that the miscues were very fixable and that the defense just continues to play at a high level. They split the momentum, and once we did, certainly was happy to see our guys take control of the game.
Coach, for all the offensive linemen all over the world through the history of time, we got to talk about number 61, C.C. Mauinoa. And yes, he caught it, but he looked good running it too. And then the answer was he was looking for somebody to run over. That's our kind of guy.
Yeah, and I think, Cooper kind of made that reality by not blocking that extra guy that was coming to give C.C. a chance. But, I mean, what a dynamic player and human being.
Yeah.
And one, who knows, maybe we'll expand the package and get him the ball a little bit more.
There you go. We like that.
Hand him off as a fullback. Probably what should not be overlooked is the response from your organization. I don't say team. I say organization, the way everybody in your organization bounced back.
And it started Monday. You know, and typically right around the country, you don't win the game just on Saturday. You win it in your preparation and your mindset. And that all starts the moment they walk in the building, right, for day one of preparation. So credit to everyone wearing a U, right, on their chest, sleeve, wherever they may wear it. But certainly, again, looking forward to continuing that type of energy and urgency.
Coach, you don't know what play it's going to be that brings a ton of energy, but James Brockenmire made a block, pulled out on the screen, and just wiped the defender out. I saw the whole sideline get infused with it.
Very well-executed play. From the timing of it, the release of the center, the setup by the wide receiver, the block by the wide receiver, and certainly James had an unbelievable, a lineman's dream, right?
Right.
Getting out there on the screen in the flat. And no one really saw Markell Bell come all the way across the field and get involved as well to really spring that for another 25 yards or so. So, yeah, you know, it takes one sometimes, and that was the one play that really ignited things. Not to mention Marty Brown's run right before that 10-yard wide zone play was really good.
Your defense, 7 sacks, 11 tackles for losses, bunch of big plays, held Syracuse running the football to 3.7 yards per carry.
And if you talk to them today, they'll tell you that they're disappointed that it wasn't better, and that's a great mindset to have. So back to work with Coach Heatherman and getting those guys to continue to communicate and play at a high level.
Keontae Scott, the pick six. You look through the history of this game, it's almost impossible to overcome a defensive score. They really pay off on those things.
They do, and it came just at the right time as well. You know, and I'll tell you, it showed off his return skills as well once he took that to the house. And again, setting up that wall, the entire defense went over to set up a great wall for him. And, you know, a few plays later, they took the ball right back before halftime. So between his play and the rest of the defense, just another outstanding performance.
I don't know if we call this a hat trick or what, but Jacoby Thomas, in addition to his 5 tackles, a fumble recovery, an interception, and a sack. That's a pretty good day. Everything except sell popcorn.
Yeah, it's a really good day. a really intense physical player, a guy that's always just trying to get better in the building all the time. And his level of play continues to elevate or whatnot. So looking forward to him having an awesome week of practice and bringing even a better game this next week.
Got to credit Akeem Mezidor. Dinged up a couple weeks ago, just been playing through it and playing through it. And he just wouldn't surrender and turned in one heck of a game.
I think he was the standard for the week. If you look across the board, there's some guys that played some really good football. And certainly guys are elevating in their level of play, their roles. But Akeem Mezidor, there's so many clips of him just at all cost will not be denied on getting to the football, getting to the quarterback. And I can't say enough great things about him because, like you said, a lot of guys in his shoes dinged up would have maybe not done the same. And he shows exactly what it should be like.
You went running back by committee. What was your evaluation of the guys who were able to get in and handle the football for you?
You know, it took us a couple plays. We had some success. We had some, you know, stale plays. And then we started kind of breaking in and starting to extend runs for just bigger chunk plays. You know, and certainly I know the talk has been about Gerard Pringle, who had some really explosive runs and showed a really good burst and good finish. I thought the other couple guys, both Marty Brown and Jordan Lau, did have some really good runs as well. And we're getting better. We're getting better at the run game. We're finding our way more towards what we're going to be, what we're striving to be, I should say. And we're going to keep working it. Those are all really good players. They all did their thing at some point in time or another. You know, Pringle shined a little bit more due to his touchdown and his big play. So really excited about the entire group.
Coach, this program's built on doing whatever it takes. And let's go to Pringle. Pringle is a guy that was a player of the game and also a scout team player of the past week. So you have him with the scout team running with the first and second group and not a complaint, buys in, understands it, and then comes in and excels in the game.
I've never seen that. A guy who in the same week was a scout team player of the week and also the offensive player of the week. And to give you an idea what that's like, we're on two different fields, offense and defense. Like, hey, run over there and get four snaps with them. As soon as that last snap is over, sprint back, get in the huddle, and you're running plays here. And then you're sprinting back, and it just keeps going. And that's difficult. And sometimes when you do that, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's never been any flinch in him. Upshaw was in the exact same situation because, you know, at this time, you're down bodies. You're just down. You got some guys banged up, and people got to do double duty, and they end up making two of the bigger plays in the game.
Keelan Mary is giving a nice lift. He played well against SMU. The week before that, he was doing well. The other day, three catches, 116 yards, the 61-yard. And also, he brings a lot of energy, doesn't he?
He's playing great football. You know, he's more than just a guy that did well. He's playing great football. He's one of our better players, and he's playing at a high level, and he's tough, and he's competitive, and he's physical, and he brings the right kind of energy. So looking forward to seeing his role increase more and more as these last couple of games come up.
Ryan Mack, Jadeus Richard, two young men that got in the game, have overcome injury to get there, and you spoke about them immediately to your team after the ball game.
Huge moment for all of us that have gone through an injury, especially one of that magnitude where it takes a whole year to bounce back. They got their plays. Jadeus got a sack and whatnot, and shook off the rust, you know, pretty quickly. And Ryan's going to be a hell of a player as well. Got him some snaps as well. TJ Ewald, a lot of guys. I mean, I had a long list. Jabari Antoine was in there. I mean, Booker Pickett, Wiley special teams plays, Bobby Pruitt, you know, with a sack as well. Cole McConathy got some snaps. Just a lot of freshmen playing a good amount of downs.
I felt like either I was calling his name a lot or he was flashing through past my eyes a lot during the game, Justin Scott.
No, your eyes were telling you the truth.
Okay.
He was disruptive. He played with better pad level, better hands. Time invested is really paying off for him. He really, he's got a really good feel and a grasp of the scheme. His best days are ahead of him, but it's great to see that they're starting to happen right now. Going to be extremely valuable for us here down the stretch.
Coach Popo as well, playing linebacker for you guys, is just gotten better and better as the season's gone on, and he brings a level of intensity that's needed.
He does, and he's a hard worker, and he's a team guy, and, you know, that position, you have to play multiple guys because it's a high collision position, right? Just like at running back. You know, one, two guys cannot have all the reps. If they do, they're not going to last very long. You see it around the country. So especially now at a time where Wes also, you know, what they're usually all split snaps. Wes hasn't been able to go. He's played about a dozen snaps or so. To see guys like Popo and guys like Chase Smith continue to elevate their game, and Mo Torres certainly playing some really good football for us. Really proud of our linebacking crew.
Malachi, this might have been, I don't know, maybe one of the first games where teams, he was really a point of interest for them, right? But he still threw a touchdown pass, still got involved, got a little banged up. Maybe tell us, it's early in the week, but how he feels.
He's fine. He's
That's good. Good. Everybody's yeah, smiling.
You can all breathe. He's good. He's good. But, yeah, they... that's probably the most I've ever seen a team focus on one guy, just hyper-focus on Matt, which is a great thing. You know, it opens up things for other people. You watch on his throwback, just freeze frame it when he's running the reverse part of it and see how all 11 defenders, you know, are past the midline. You know, so all in all, you know, his value, the part that he's that's best about him, look at how excited he is when his teammates are scoring and having success. It is awesome. But, yep, he got nicked up for a second, but he's healthy. He's ready to roll.
Coach Belay had five tackles. That's a lot of tackles for somebody sitting inside like that.
Yeah, and it's more than the tackles. It's his knockback. It's him eating up two guys. It's him staying in his gap. He's created some great – he's got some great pass rush value now, too. He's developed into a really good pass rusher. So, really valuable player. I mean, he's playing excellent football for us.
Carson Beck, he catches a touchdown pass. He throws a touchdown pass. And he tossed the touchdown pass, I guess. Maui Noe didn't count as a touchdown pass. But Carson's day, what did you see there?
A really good day. You know, and he doesn't care if his CC's touchdown counts as a pass or not. He just wants to win. You saw how happy he was, although he got out of the CC's way on the chest bump. You probably saw that.
Smart.
Yeah, he got out of his way. That's a large human coming at you. But, yeah, he played a really good game. We're going to polish up the details of some of the timing and just some of the, you know, some of our routes and being able to connect fully, catching the football, because we had an efficient day. It could have been really highly efficient. You know, first play of the game's got a chance to be a you know, home run, and we get it batted. You know, we got late pressure, late leakage on a twist stunt. So there's some things to be excited about. Certainly a lot of things to attack and improve upon, but really proud of Carson and the guys around him.
I don't want to ever underestimate a 90-yard drive in college football. You did that. Five plays, 90 yards, gave you points. And take us through how grueling that actually is.
Well, you know, you look at our average field position in the first half, and it wasn't great. I mean, credit to their punter, phenomenal. I mean, every time we're trying to set up a return, the things, you know, it's like, who is that guy? But he did a great job pinning us deep. And so... you know, we've been good with those type of situations early in the year. It's really good to see us get back where we can take the ball with confidence and go down the field. A couple of explosive plays always help, right? Your chances go up significantly in scoring when you do that. But also to methodically march it down and convert on some key third down situations to keep those long drives going.
Okay, more of Mario Cristobal coming up also. Perhaps we'll hear from Jay Lucas as well from last night after Miami's win last night over Stetson. At any rate, before we get to all of that, let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Cadillac, Miami's luxury dealership, which was founded over 50 years ago. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol, his son Trey, Jermaine Chambers down there as well, Reggie, they make you feel like family. That's kind of the key, their secret sauce is making you feel like family. They've built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. So if you want world-class customer experience when you are pursuing your next automobile, I highly recommend and suggest to you Williamson Automotive. You will experience the absolute best in customer service. And new cars, new vehicles are arriving every single day. You can check that out online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. And then whatever you might be interested in, I mean, come on, Cadillac. It's the king of automobiles. Smooth ride, comfortable, just all the class and comfort that you could want. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, the all-new electric Lyriq also. So if you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle, you want to drive around in a new Cadillac, and you want to drive around in a new Cadillac from the place that's going to treat you like family, Williamson Automotive, located on US 1, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Week 11 is here, and the Dolphins are in Spain Sunday, playing the Commanders. We'll get the coverage started early, like very early, 7 a.m. with Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show for real Miami football fans on FM 104.3 WQAM, Miami sports leader.
Injury Report is brought to you by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Join WQAM, Miami sports leader, Tuesday, November 18th from noon to 2 p.m. at the Coral Springs Publix, 1285 North University Drive. Get a close-up look at the College Football Playoff National Championship Trophy presented by Dr. Pepper. Get your free photo with the trophy in store for this limited experience.
Champions don't just wait for the moment. They're ready for it, armed with a game plan built to take on any challenge. With City National Bank of Florida, the official bank of the University of Miami, you stay ahead of the game. Whether you're a student chasing big dreams, an alumnus building for the future, or a business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As owner looking to make a real impact, your personal effort, they turn outcomes into incomes. Against the Spread, every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on FM 104.3 Sports WQAM and live on the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and when it's time for your next move, call the official movers of the Miami Hurricanes, Good Greek Moving and Storage. As a former police officer, I know the risks that come with moving. My superhero movers are professionally trained for a safe and stress-free move. So whether it's across town or across the country, call the Good Greek or go to goodgreek.com. Good Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the University of Miami Hurricanes.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire America's largest injury law firm for your case? There's lots of reasons. Just like there's a reason millions of people called us last year in their time of need. When it comes to fighting for justice and compensation, millions of people across the country trust us to go to battle for them. We became the largest injury law firm in the world for a reason. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Injured? Dial pound law or visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Champions don't just wait for the moment. They're ready for it, armed with a game plan built to take on any challenge. With City National Bank of Florida, the official bank of the University of Miami, you stay ahead of the game. Whether you're a student chasing big dreams, an alumnus building for the future, or a business owner looking to make a real impact, your personalized playbook is ready. See what's possible at citynational.com/UM. City National Bank of Florida, member FDIC.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, this week it's Miami and North Carolina State at Hard Rock Stadium. 3:30 kickoff, 19th meeting between the Canes and the Wolfpack. Miami leading the all-time series 11-6-1. And this is a very good team coming in, coming off a great win against Georgia Tech. And now they got a bye week. Their quarterback, C.J. Bailey, got a hot set of dice from Chaminade. Hasn't thrown an interception in a while. No interceptions in the red zone. And he's already 10th in school history in passing yards at North Carolina State. So this is a really good team coming in.
This is a team that beat both Virginia and Georgia Tech, and we know how good both those teams are. Great coaches, great teams, and they beat both of them. I think they're probably the hottest offense in the country right now. They are top five in explosive plays of over 50 yards. They're top 10 in explosive plays, period. From a red zone offensive standpoint, as you mentioned, they are a top 10 team as well, and they're top 20 to 25 in almost every offensive category. That's hard to attain. And it all starts with the quarterback, great player, physical up front, massive tight ends that are very versatile. They can stretch the field, they can knock you back, and they are really, really physical at the point of attack. Their running backs get downhill. I know one was injured earlier that was averaging about 7 yards a pop. Enter Scott, their second back, redshirt freshman, averaged, I believe, about 7 yards a pop in a massive game against Georgia Tech. We know how well they play defense. And their receivers have just been outstanding, stretching the field, making big plays, making contested catches. And they're complemented because they do play great complementary football. They are complemented by one of the more physical defenses that we have seen on tape. And it starts and ends with the guys up front. Those edges, they are set hard and physical and with violence. And up front, they do a great job controlling the line of scrimmage.
Another fact is they are going to come in coming after an off week. So that's a benefit to them. But when you look at the running game, that offensive line that they put together is big and powerful.
It is. It's big, powerful, and athletic because they are multiple. They'll run counter just as well as they'll run power, inside zone, outside zone. They'll get pullers out in space. They have a great screen game. Quarterback can run the ball as well, you know, and they also bring in a Wildcat quarterback to run and to throw. So there's a lot that you have to prepare for. Communication is key, and playing really physical and disciplined at the line of scrimmage is huge.
What do you think has made Bailey such a good quarterback right now? He's playing at a really high level. What do you see there?
The best way to get good at football is to play football. He now has a lot of experience. And you see a guy that is really, really polished. He's very accurate. He understands the detail of every play. When you watch a quarterback, you like to say, okay, does he have ownership of the offense or is he just kind of playing in the scheme? He has ownership of the offense. He knows where to check it down. He knows where he's in trouble, where to go with the football. He knows when to take a shot, when not to take a shot, when to do it with his legs, how to extend plays. He'll make you pay in a lot of different ways. And he has certainly shown that. Not only in the past couple weeks, but throughout the entire season.
Coach, against Georgia Tech, and I know it was against a running quarterback, but both their linebackers, number one and number 33, 15 tackles in a day, and then 14, 29 between those two guys. That's active.
Very active, very explosive. They're knockback tacklers as well. You know, they're guys that once they smack you, they run their feet through contact. Elite trait for linebackers. And they're complemented, again, by a great front and some really aggressive back-end guys. They get to the football fast and with a tremendous disposition.
It seems like on the defensive side that they've come up with this identity of they're making plays when it matters most in the game.
Complementary football. You know, they understand each other, their schemes. They understand the game plan extremely well. And they play at a really, really high level. And certainly our guys are looking forward to a great opportunity.
When you face a quarterback that's as hot as Bailey is, how do you approach the game dealing with a guy like that? What is the conversation that's had, what you can share with us?
Well, I mean, what you can share is like every single time, every single Sunday, by the end of Sunday night, you have a fair idea of, hey, this gives us the best chance to win the football game. And every team poses a different type of challenge, right? And so you go through all your scenarios, your personnel, how to get the best players on the field and how your best players play best. What are the calls that they play best? What are the best calls against this particular team? What are our go-to calls, fail-safe calls, get back on track calls? All those things are necessary. And when you play teams of this caliber, you have to understand that your wiggle room for error is very small, right? So the repetitions of practice, the mental intensity, the scout team looks at going to practice, the diligence and urgency has to be dialed up to the max.
They have very good red zone numbers on both sides. How important will red zone efficiency be in this game for you?
Well, I think the last 2 weeks of our play shows you, right? Red zone capitalizing in it this past week was very good for us in the previous week. It wasn't at a high level, and certainly it can cost you the game. So The red zone is, remember, the field is twice as wide as it is long. It's harder, right? That we like to call it that net, that coverage net, is that much more difficult to get something in on. Disguising coverages is that much easier because, again, proximity to the line of scrimmage as it relates to exactly where the ball is placed. So there's a lot to prepare for. You could actually, you know, roll the dice a little bit more on defense down there and give some more looks. And so when you get in the red zone, there's no grab bagging. You've got to have a plan to give yourself the best chance. And that's when players have to really play to the best of their abilities, because more times than not, you're going to have to run through a guy or you're going to have to make a guy miss.
Unless you've seen North Carolina State play and then you look at the record, I think they're grossly underrated. I mean, they're a very well-coached team, play very good defense, and do anything they really want to do on offense the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's one thing I hardly ever, I mean, you look at it because it's part of, you know, what you receive on paper or whatnot, but you're very honest with yourself, with your team. This team is playing as well as any team that we have played, period. And I know the offense gets all the credit, and deservedly so. I mean, they have played at such a high clip, especially in their last game, that you watch that tape, and it's hard to say that anyone's played better offensively than them in their last performance. But when you flip on the defensive side and special teams, you just see a very, very physical unit that knocks people back and creates opportunities for the offense. You have to be at your very best every single week, and certainly this is no different. You have to be at your best to be able to have success against NC State.
I did want to mention we're getting, getting late in our season, but the high school season down here, we're in the playoffs, and you probably can't talk about guys that are saying they want to be Hurricanes, but it seems like that scoreboard is going pretty well for you as well, the recruiting scoreboard, and playoff season is also starting, so a lot of future Hurricanes are going to be in the playoffs, but it seems like the commitments are starting to come in. This is the time of the year where things really get cramped up, right?
Well, they do. And you know what? We feel strongly about the right kind of player coming here. That's most important, because I feel that when we first got here, it was really hard to attract large numbers of the right guys. It was. And now there's been, you know, as we're starting to get better and better and having more success and getting more exposure and people are able to see what we do and how we do it, now it just continues to get better. We're bringing in those high caliber human beings and competitors that built the University of Miami. And they're coming locally and they're coming from all over the place. And that's the best part, right? We come in all different shapes and sizes and colors and whatnot, and from all over the country. But you come here because of your belief in the University of Miami. So that's never going to slow down. This is a talent acquisition, player development, coaching industry, and it can never rest, so it'll keep going.
But you have standards with these young men coming in. I mean, academically and absolutely, on and off the field, personality-wise. I mean, it's not just what's on that tape that gets them to be a Hurricane.
No doubt. No, and you know what? They're young, but there are standards and there are expectations. We make those clear, and we track everybody throughout the year. One of the best things that I think we're doing is we're tracking players throughout their senior season, because football is such a developmental sport. Mm-hmm. And maybe a guy that was on the fringe early has just developed into a great player and his best days are ahead. And we've been able over the past couple of years to land some great current players on our roster and then some future ones, commitment-wise, that we feel strongly about because of how well they've developed and how well they are playing. So we're always really excited. I mean, we don't stop, but there's no slowing down. There's no stopping the University of Miami going forward.
I was listening to a discussion on recruiting the other day. It was mentioned that recruiting isn't as much regional oriented today as it was maybe years ago. And you've done a very good job of evaluating the local players, but also expanding the recruiting base.
Yeah, you always want to get the best local ones. You know, that'll never change. But you don't limit yourself to just that, you know, because nowadays the world's a lot smaller. Traveling's a lot easier, right? NIL facilitates things that you couldn't do back in the day, right? So you make sure that because the NFL aspect has really permeated the college ranks, there is that part of it, but you never lose, you know, the state of Miami, I-4 down, right, mentality, because you always want to do the best in that area. But you also treat the outside of that just as importantly.
And also in recruiting, the best fact is freshmen can play if freshmen are ready to play. Okay. There's nobody being pushed aside because of their class, meaning the freshman class, sophomore class. If you can play, you will play. It doesn't matter what group you're in.
Yeah, it's every single year we've proven that. You know, if you're a dude and you come and you put in the time, absolutely. And it's happened at every position from O-line, D-line, linebacker, safety, corner, running back. It's been every single year and at every single position. So that's a strong message that is backed up by video evidence.
Okay, well, NC State's coming in on Saturday. Your team is still in the fight, which is great because you showed a great fight against Syracuse. Still in the fight. This is a big game, a lot to play for, right where you want to be with great opportunities in front of you.
I'll focus on taking care of our business. That's our entire purpose and focus.
Okay, Coach, the best of luck.
Thank you, and go Canes.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 1043 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Canes and NC State on Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium, 3:30 kickoff. We will be on the air at 11:30 a.m. State, their defense allowing 30 points per game. But as we mentioned to Coach Cristobal, lately they seem to make the right play at the right time. For more on their defense and the Hurricanes offense, here's offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson.
The energy they play with is really the thing that sticks out. If you watch their last game, which they had an off week this week, but the Georgia Tech game was a different level of energy. And we get that energy from everybody, though. I mean, we're everybody's, you know, everybody's level of enthusiasm when they play us is the highest of their year. And so we're going to get that from everybody, but they are playing with a lot of emotion right now. And they're playing very, very hard, and they strain, and they run through blocks. And, you know, I mean, it was, you know, what they did on defense against Georgia Tech was impressive. It was impressive, the effort they played with.
This was a big yards after catch game.
Yeah.
Is that something that's planned? Is that something like—
No, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the way, because I got asked before the game about, like, throwing vertical, and I think that, you know, a lot of it has to do with how the defense is played. And if you look at how Syracuse played us, it was pretty obvious from the beginning that they were obsessed about stopping our pass game. You know, they were going to give us a weak box at times and play coverage. Well, I mean, you're probably not going to get a lot of just throws down the field when people do that. You're probably going to have to rip them, like, through a lane, and the guy's going to have to catch it and go. You know, kind of like Keelan's catch. And so it all depends on what the defense is trying to take away. And so I think that's why it's very important that we continue, like, running the ball well. Because if you run the ball well, the defenses have to play honest defense. And they have to add that extra half a guy in the box. And then it opens up a lot of things in the pass game.
Shannon, just kind of your take on that. We haven't asked too much. Like, the tight end position, just
yeah.
What you're seeing, numbers-wise, and yards after catch, or yards per catch isn't there either. Just how are you guys going to navigate? Do you feel like you can get more out of that group, or is it just kind of this point?
No, I feel like we can get more. I mean, I thought the last couple weeks of practice, I mean, they've had really, really strong weeks of practice, and sometimes it shows up on the game and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they're, you know, open and the ball doesn't go to them, much like some of the receivers, you know. And so there was a pretty low possession game Saturday. So even Keelan, would he have three catches? Would it, Malley had one, I think. And so I think Lofton had one. So he had the same amount as Malley. I mean, if that tells you anything. I mean, the scope of receptions in that game, nobody had like eight, you know. And so everybody had a couple. And so I don't view that as like anything different than I view Malley having one. You know, the balls go to who the balls go to. And typically the balls go to who's open. And so the defense does dictate that a little bit with the coverage. But the quarterback has a progression. And he goes 1, 2, 3, and, you know, as I mean, they're in every route. Does that make sense? And so, I mean, the quarterback is going to find you when you get open. And those guys have been doing a great job the last, you know, few weeks. Really, they haven't done a bad job all year. It's just we've missed them a couple times that have been some big ones, which that happens. But ultimately, they just need to keep doing what they're doing, and the ball will find them.
Cutting down on the penalties, just what went into that? I guess just in general, so just the impact that.
Yeah.
Clear and obvious.
I think it was. I mean, we had one penalty on the day. It was a holding penalty, and we overcame it and scored that drive. But, I mean, typically, if we don't have penalties and turnovers, we win the game. You know, I know that's not earth-shattering. That's not what people want to hear, but it's true. You know, our defense is playing really good, and, you know, it's odd that we're like, I think we're either the number one or number two time of possession offense in the nation. And so it's like what that tells you, and not a lot because time of possession is kind of a useless stat at times, but what it does tell you is like the games are fairly close and in flow, and so if we don't give them a short field, we can have chances to win the game. And so, and not that I, you know, I'm not overly harping on certain things because I do think it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy when you like harp on it so much. Kids care, you know. You point it out, Coach Mirabal points it out. There were some subtle things we did and what we do that probably helped out, but ultimately, I think just kids care, you know, and they're going to do what you ask them to do. They don't want to hurt the team or hurt the drive. They're not doing it on purpose, you know what I mean? And so I think that's the thing to keep in mind. It's different if you're doing something on purpose, but if you're not doing it on purpose, then, like, you know, it's sometimes it goes back to just playing a little looser, you know, just relax a little bit, you know.
Okay, that's Shannon Dawson. We go to the other side of the ball now, and Corey Heatherman, as North Carolina State comes in with an explosive offense. This is going to be fun to watch. Miami's got a great defense, but NC State got a whale of an offense with C.J. Bailey, the star of the show, 4 300-yard passing games so far this season, 19 touchdowns, number two in the ACC in that department. He's really good. Kid from Chaminade High School. Miami's got to find a way to slow him down. Here's Corey Heatherman.
He's talented. I think what they do on offense is difficult to stop, but I think, you know, we got to go up. We got to stop the run. We got to affect the quarterback, and we got to hit him. You know, we got to try to hit him as much as we can early in the game. You know, that's going to be winning up front, winning in the box, winning. You know, I think our defensive line's done a really good job this year of knocking back the line of scrimmage and collapsing the pocket, and that's going to be the emphasis right from the start.
When you are able to get pressure or hits on, as you mentioned, early in the game, what does that do for essentially for your defense, but also the quarterback as he all the processes moving forward?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the one thing taken away from the SMU game. Still, we didn't get enough hits early in the game, and that's, you know, affecting that position. You know, we just got to always make sure that we're affecting the quarterback early in the game. You know, we can take the run away and you know, collapse the pocket and, you know, affect the throw. I think that's something we want to try to do early in the game and as much as we can.
With the King Bezador, just what's impression of most of what he's been able to provide you guys this season?
Yeah, you know, it all started, I think, spring football. But right after spring football, the way he's gone about the process of, you know, taking care of his body, you know, the details of situational football, his position, being able to play multiple positions for us, the way that he stepped up as a leader on the defense, really right after spring football, and during spring football. But I thought right after, he really accepted the challenge to pull the defense together, to grow the defense together, or closer as a unit. And, you know, I think the way he's, you know, attack treatment and getting back to full strength, and the way he played last week, and it's relentless the way you watch him collapse the pocket and swarm after the football, and how physical he plays up front, going through people all the time. You know, and he's worn a couple different hats, playing, you know, different positions, dropping in coverage at times, and you know, I just think he's a guy that's accepted the role, and he's done an unbelievable job with it so far, and looking forward to him continuing to build on that as the season keeps going.
The stand you guys made in the red zone before halftime, where you whipped the ball out and there was a swarm there to jump on the ball. As a coach, how pleased were you with that instance of the game just as a culmination? I'm sure you're preaching takeaways and fighting till the end and coming up big in the red zone.
Yeah, that was, I think that's one of the bigger plays in the game. You know, they have a 2-minute situation right before the half, and you know, they come out and we get the pick six on third down, I think to go up 14, and then right away we're back up again on defense, and that's where you know, you get the pick six, but now you can't give up the touchdown. And, you know, they drive the field. We have a misfit. And, you know, they have, I think they had one or two big plays in that series in the run game. And, you know, they drive all the way down. And then we misfit that same exact play like two plays earlier. We peak. One guy comes out of a gap. The running back bounces it. I think Damari makes a really good play on the sideline to save the touchdown. And, you know, then they come back. They go to the same play against the same call. And our guys, I think it was Justin Scott, knocks the line of scrimmage back. You know, Mez sets the edge and puts the tackle back into the play. And the running back now doesn't have anywhere to go. And then just the smarts, you know, in that situation, and, you know, to understand to hold the back up and go get the football and pry it out. And then, you know, our guys knocking the running back away from the pile. You know, the one guy that knows the ball's on the ground, I thought our guys did a really good job of getting him away from the ball so that we could recover it and then go into halftime now up 14 rather than 14-3 or 14-7. You know, I thought winning the middle eight right there really swung the game. You know, scoring a touchdown before half. You know, unfortunately, we gave up a field goal in the first drive of the second half, but then our offense went right back down and scored again. To kind of give us that, you know, 17-3, or was that 21-3, I think, at that point. And I thought that kind of changed the entire momentum of the game.
All right, that's Corey Heatherman and Shannon Dawson. Thanks to Mario Cristobal as well. Trevor with on the highlights. The weekend ahead, Saturday, Miami and North Carolina State, 11:30 pregame, 3:30 kickoff. Sunday, we'll be in Jacksonville. Hurricanes basketball tip-off at 8:30. We'll be on the air at 8 o'clock right here on 104.3 WQAM. So that's all coming up for you this weekend. Jay Lucas, our interview with Coach Lucas, is on our website, WQAM.com, after last night's Hurricanes win over Stetson. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Saturday for Miami and North Carolina State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.